Rarely does a game shape up exactly like you think it's going to on paper. But this one certainly has, with both pitchers coming in here with great stuff.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
1-1. Tucker hits this in the air pretty well, right center field. Long run for Trout, and he reaches out, can't get it. It hits off of Towles Hill. Tucker on his way to second. He's headed for third, and he has a stand-up triple. Welcome back to the big leagues, Preston Tucker.
We had that sick feeling that Trout was going to be able to outrun that baseball, but not the way Tucker hit it. A long shot out there to right center field.
And that triple for Tucker is the first of his big league career. That's line pass, Petitin into right field. Tucker scores, 1-0 Astros. Jason Castro comes through. McCullers working from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on an off-speed pitch. That's a 1-2-3 inning for McCullers. He strikes out the side. 10 strikeouts for the game. His third double-figure strikeout game of the year. We're through 7.5. Astros 2, Angels nothing. Lance McCullers getting a standing ovation as he heads to the first base dugout. Astros 2-1 winners over the Angels this evening. Time now for the Landry's Player of the Game, as we're joined by a newest arrival to the Astros, Preston Tucker, being recalled today from AAA Fresno after swinging the bat well down there. Preston, you tripled and then scored the first run of the ball game. First of all, had to feel good to not only get back up here, but to get back up here and contribute.
Yeah, it feels great, especially when AJ throws you right back into action, has me starting the first night back. And obviously, a close ball game against a division rival, it's always fun. And, I almost forgot how intense these games were, and I really enjoyed myself.
Hey, Shoemaker was tough, wasn't he? I mean, the split-fingered fastball was all over the place, and he was dotting that fastball. You finally got something you could handle, but he was tough tonight, Shoemaker.
Yeah, he's been one of the best pitchers in the league the last month or so, and, it really showed tonight. He's one of those guys where you got to grind it out and, kind of take what he gives you. And, just looking to start something that inning, and, fortunately the ball bounced my way, and I got to third, and Castro drove me in.
Got off to a rough start with the Astros first month and a half of the season. Preston, got sent down to Fresno. What did you work on when you were down at AAA?
Really approach. I think confidence was a little bit of an issue with not playing every day. And I kind of, tried to do too much when I got my opportunities. And I really wanted to work on kind of tightening my zone up and focusing more on approach rather than results. And, I think just having consistent at-bats down there has got me in a better mindset up here.
All right. Hey, Preston, congratulations on getting back to the big leagues and on the big hit.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros bullpen coach Craig Bjornsson. And last night didn't have to use the bullpen a whole lot, as Will Harris just came on to get the final three outs. Lance McCullers pitching into the ninth inning with a chance for a shutout going into that ninth. How much fun is that? I mean, obviously, the guys in the bullpen want to get into the game. They want to help the team win. But how much fun is that for you and all the guys in the bullpen to see what Lance McCullers was doing and back out on the mound for the last inning?
Yeah, it was a nice game to watch from the bullpen. His fastball command was much better than it's been, and the guys were pulling for him, That's how they do it. They pull for each other. So whoever's in the game, that's what's going on. The guys are hoping the best for them.
Will Harris getting loose in that inning. Gregerson had been up the inning before, but Will Harris getting loose for that ninth inning. So as a bullpen coach, how are you preparing him at that point? How are you getting him ready for a possible appearance?
It goes business as usual. These guys, they're professionals, Will and Luke and Feldy, Neshak, Sip, even down to Felice and Davinsky right now, in terms of watching the game and staying prepared. So we follow each thing that goes on, and Stromy and AJ from the dugout keep us informed over the phone, and everybody's ready to go to do their job whenever that time comes.
Most of the time in the bullpen, not too stressful the first few innings, because generally speaking, starter's going to go, first five or six innings. But then there are those games where that's not the case. The starter's in trouble early, and then I imagine if you're a Scott Feldman or a Chris Davinsky or a Michael Feliz, probably the wheels start turning a little bit at that point, and probably wheels start turning a little bit for you as well as bullpen coach.
Yeah, definitely. That's another scenario that we don't like to see it unfold very often, but at the same time, we take advantage of it. And our young guys in Felice and then Davinsky right now, they've done a really good job at learning the routine for that role and actually, once again, staying on top of it themselves, monitoring that starter and how he looks, what his pitch count's doing early in the innings, and then getting up a little bit sooner than they would to prepare their body and get the arm moving as needed, you know, to go along with that starter when he's scuffling a little bit.
All right, so give me some dirt on the bullpen now. Who is the most talkative guy down there? Who's the guy down there, or is it more than one guy who just doesn't shut up? There's always one guy like that in every bullpen.
It's got to be Ken Giles. This guy, he's just he's a chatterbox, you know. He just sits down there and chatters the whole time. You know, he comes up with some interesting, unique things that probably aren't worthy of airtime, you know.
Meanwhile, on the other side, who's the quietest down there? Who barely speaks? Who never says anything?
Scott Feldman. This guy, you know, he's just a real student of the game. So when he gets out there, he's locked in. It's tough to get him to, you know, participate in some of the little things that we do in the early innings to stay relaxed. But he ends up loosening up later on and becoming part of it.
Now, I know a lot of times, as we talked about earlier, the bullpen generally, first few innings, they can kind of relax. No, they're not going to be in the game more than likely until sixth, seventh, eighth inning. And I know guys in the bullpen like to get creative, like to come up with different games and just things to pass the time. Keeping in mind, this is a family broadcast. Any particular games or anything you guys do out there to pass the time that you can share with us?
Oh, come on now, Robert. You know it's all business out there.
Fair enough. Craig Bjornsson, Astros bullpen coach. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
We're back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
It was bombs away on July 23rd, 2000 at Enron Field, and the chief bombardier was Bill Spires. The Astros scored three in the first just for appetizers. Then they devoured the main course in the second with four home runs off Andy Benes. Spires started the assault. Then came Jeff Bagwell, Lance Berkman, and Richard Hidalgo. The Astros were up 9-6 in the seventh when Spires came up again with the bases juiced against Heath Slocum. That's when the pride of Clemson University set a personal record, hitting a grand slam and driving in his third, fourth, fifth, and sixth runs of the game. It was a small consolation, our first year at the new stadium went the same direction as Enron stock. It was my first losing year at the helm, but I sure enjoyed this Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Made. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the pitching coach for the Angels, Charles Nagy. And first year with this Angels ball club, what's it been like so far with you working with new pitchers?
It's been great. You know, coming to an organization, I knew the organization. I had coached with them in the past for a couple years in AAA, but just familiar faces in the front office and on the coaching staff. But then just getting to know the players. You know, players are players. They're great. They want to go out and they want to succeed. They want to do well. And, you know, it's just talking to them, getting to know them, and seeing how they tick.
Is that your style, more or less, getting to know guys rather than being more hands-on, is just waiting back and letting them trust you?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. You know how it is. You know, if you don't trust somebody, then you're not really going to pay much attention or listen to what they have to say.
That's right.
Even if they're, you know, what they're telling you is the right thing. But, you know, it's just listening, keeping your ears open. I ask a lot of questions. So, and you know, you get to know them, and then you go from there, and then you just see, you know, their thoughts and their ideas on how they pitch and what they like to do out there.
You had a great career, and after your career, when you got into being a pitching coach, do you feel like you've learned more about pitching, more so as a coach than you did as a pitcher?
Yeah, exactly. Not only about pitching, but just the game in general.
Yeah.
You just sit back and you just see so much more. It's like anything else, you know, all of a sudden your eyes are open and you're just like, man, what was I thinking back then? Or you wish you could go over and, you know, go back and do it all over again, but you can't. But it's fun. I mean, it's baseball and I love the game. Love being part of it. Love the day-to-day stuff, you know, coming here early, you know, early batting practice, you know, throwing BP, playing catch, shagging, all that fun stuff. All the stuff we hated when we had to do it for our job.
How rewarding is it for you to see a pitcher succeed? Take example of Matt Shoemaker, the way he's been able to turn around. How rewarding is that for you personally?
That's what it's all about, you know, watching the guys succeed and have success, and guys who were struggling and just trying to help them and get them out of the funk that they're in at the time, and hopefully it doesn't happen again at some point, but it will. It's baseball. I mean, it's a season of waves. You know, it's 162 games. It's a long year.
Yeah.
And you just got to try and just, you know, keep a steady balance and make sure that these guys, you know, do the same thing. And if you can do that, the waves won't be too drastic or, you know, far and few in between. So it's nice to see guys like Shu, that, and Weaves having a really good year. I know you mentioned his name before when we were talking. And just everybody, you know, they work hard, and that's all you can ask.
Talking about with pitching coach Charles Nagy with the Angels, and when you're talking about routine with starting pitchers, I mean, what have you learned about routine throughout your career, and what have you been able to pass along?
Just everybody's different. Everybody has their own routine. That the one thing, I was a starter for most, but the last couple years I was in the bullpen, and my last couple years I figured out that, man, it's exhausting watching those guys get ready for a game because it's some guys just do too much, maybe a little too much, or throw too much on the side, and you know, it's a long season, and you just don't really need to do all that stuff sometimes. So it's just trying to condense some things, talking to them about maybe deleting some stuff, or, you know, hey, let's just play catch in between starts today off the slope instead of, you know, throwing your regular, you had a rough game last time. Let's just play some catch and, you know, take it easy this time and see how that works for you.
There you go. That's Charles Nagy, pitching coach with the Angels. Thanks for catching up. Yeah, I sure appreciate it.
Steve, anytime. Thank you.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.